You know how sometimes you see a big government announcement and just need someone to, well, cut through the noise?
Yeah, to get straight to what it actually means.
Exactly. So today we're doing a deep dive into something pretty vital for South Australia.
We are. We're looking at the SA government's equipment and capital grants for 2025-26.
Our mission really is just to unpack it, pull out all the key details you need, whether you're thinking of applying or just want to understand the strategy.
And we'll look at the why behind it,
Yeah.
What opportunities are really there for training providers and what impact they're aiming for.
Across those key sectors, right. So skills, jobs, economic growth. What's the story? Let's dive in.
Okay, so the big picture first.
Yeah, let's start there. It's a $9 million commitment overall, isn't it?
That's right. 9 million to boost training capability, capacity, and specifically up to 3 million is available in grants between 2023 and 2026.
And this isn't brand new, is it? They've done this before.
Correct. They've already put out over, what was it, 5.25 million?
Yeah, over 5.25 million to 37 organizations since the 23-24 round. So there's a track record.
Definitely shows commitment. So, building on that, what's on the table right now?
Okay, the grant opportunity itself, you can apply for up to $250,000.
Right. The Skills SA can go higher if you've got a really strong business case, something with major impact.
That makes sense.
And what's really interesting, I think, is how tightly this aligns with the state's strategy. It maps directly onto the 2024 South Australian Jobs and Skills Outlook.
So it's not just random funding, it's targeted.
Precisely. Strategic investment in the areas they've identified as priorities.
Which are? Can we list those?
Sure. We're talking agriculture, forestry, fishing, construction, defense and manufacturing.
Digital, tech, cybersecurity, education, especially early childhood.
Yep. Health and care, renewables and hydrogen, and resources.
Quite a list. Covers a lot of the growth areas you hear
It
about.
does. And the aim of the grants is specific, too. It's about improving VET. That's vocational education and training outcomes.
Like retention and completion.
Exactly. Especially for First Nations learners. Also boosting foundation skills, getting more training out to the regions.
Improving educator capability,
Right.
using new tech, innovative training methods.
Right. All of that. And they give extra points, essentially, if your proposal links up with other initiatives.
Like skill shortage solutions or fee-free training.
Yeah, or the course development grants. It's about synergy, making everything work together better.
Okay, so who can actually get their hands on this funding?
Right. Eligibility. First hurdle, you need a current funded activities agreement, an FAA, with Skills SA.
So you have to be an existing partner, pretty much.
Basically, yes. And then you also need to be one of certain types of organizations.
Like not-for-profits.
Not-for-profits, industry associations, Aboriginal-owned VET providers, adult community education providers, or TEEF-FSA.
And who's definite out?
Government bodies, local, state, federal, they can't apply.
Okay. And you only get one shot per round, right? One application per provider.
That's the rule. One per round.
So, if you are eligible, what can you actually spend the money on?
Good question. It's for buying or upgrading things. Contemporary training facilities, industry standard equipment.
Like the latest tools, specialist
Those are
stuff.
specialist consumables needed for that new equipment too. Hardware, software, think VR simulators, AI platforms.
Things that make the training really cutting edge.
That's the idea. Also, training products for foundation skills or delivering training regionally. And interestingly, you can fund getting expert help to implement the new stuff.
Oh, okay. So not just the gear, but help setting it up.
Right. And even costs for setting up shared access, like legal fees if you partner with someone to share equipment.
Makes sense. Now, you mentioned co-contribution earlier. That's required.
Yes, you need to put some skin in the game. And the whole project, everything you use the grant for, has to be done and dusted by June 30th, 2026.
Got it. Now, the flip side, what can't you fund? This is always crucial.
Absolutely. Big one. No buying land. It's about equipment and facilities, not real estate acquisition.
Okay, what else?
No funding the actual delivery of training, accredited or not. No business as usual consumables, just your everyday supplies.
So it has to be linked to the new capability funded by the grant.
Correct. Also, no paying off loans, no starting the project before you sign the contract, and no covering ongoing operational costs or project management salaries.
Right. It's for the capital investment, the equipment, the setup, not running the show day to day.
You got it. It's about the tools, not the ongoing operational budget.
So how do they decide who gets the money? assessment criteria?
Yep, it's competitive. They assess applications de-identified initially against four main things.
Major.
Your business case, why you need it, what you'll do, impact and sustainability, the difference it'll make, and how it lasts. Value for money, including that co-contribution. And finally, organizational capability, can you actually pull it off, based partly on past performance.
So it sounds like you need a really solid plan. How do you make your application really pop?
Well, they've said they'll look favorably on applications that hit those 2025-26 priority areas we listed.
Makes sense.
Also, demonstrating shared access, benefits through partnerships, that gets positive weighting. And if the applicant actually owns the facility or equipment being funded.
So clear justification, showing the need, the benefits for students, employers, industry, the regions. You need it all.
And showing how you'll measure those benefits. Plus, evidence you can deliver. Any common mistakes people make?
Good question. Is there something applicants often miss?
I'd say sometimes it's undercooking the impact and sustainability part. You know, proving it makes a real lasting difference beyond just getting new kit, having that long-term view.
Right. The bigger picture. Okay. Crucial bit, deadlines.
Key dates. Applications open Monday, August 4th, 2025.
And they close pretty quickly after that.
Friday, August 29th, 2025 at 5 p.m. sharp. That's ACST, Australian Central Standard Time. Very important.
5 p.m. ACST, August 29th. And absolutely no late ones accepted.
None. They're strict on that. You'll hear back sometime in September 2025.
And then everything needs to be wrapped up, project done, reporting in by June 30th, 2026.
That's the final deadline, June 30, 2026.
Okay. So let's pull back for a second. We've gone through the details. But what's the real takeaway here for, you know, providers or anyone interested in SA's workforce future?
Well, this deep dive really shows it's more than just buying shiny new equipment, isn't it? It's a strategic investment.
Aimed at building skills for the future.
Exactly. Future-ready skills, stronger regional training, making the whole SA economy more resilient, more skilled, more innovative.
So here's something to think about until our next deep dive. How could programs like this, these strategic grants, do more than just fill today's skill gaps? Could they actually fundamentally change how education and industry work together to get ready for whatever the future throws at us?
That's a good question to ponder. How deep can that collaboration go?